Big week, first full week for True Community Credit Union. Chief Executive Officer Chrissy Siders joins us, and pretty exciting, Chrissy.
It is. It's a little bit surreal. It's been about 18 months in the making, and you know, I've been at the credit union about 22 and a half years, and it's been, you know, CP Federal and CP Financial for the last 6 months. So it's good. It's amazing, but definitely great to watch the transformation.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time to prepare, but something like this, there's probably never enough time. That there's always little last minute details.
Oh, absolutely. And we learned that when we had to change, you know, from CP Federal to CP Financial. We kind of did a trial run of the name change, and there was just a lot to learn. And we're still continuing to do that as we transition to True Community Credit Union.
So more members, does that mean more service? Is that kind of what this is all about?
Yeah, you know, it's really about, obviously, you know, we get about 6,500 additional members from the Washtenaw Federal Credit Union area, you know, around $50 million in assets, you know, 16 new amazing employees joining our team. But, you know, it really is about extending our purpose, mission, vision, and values, you know, deeper throughout our community that we're currently in, and then, you know, also throughout the state as we transitioned to a state charter later last year. And so, you know, that's about bringing the credit union difference. It's about bringing our true difference, you know, to those communities through products, services, digging deeper in our communities and understanding what their needs are, and just really listening to our members and our prospective members.
So there's a territory there between Ypsilanti and Jackson. What are you thinking there?
You know, that's actually the number one question people ask me is, you know, where's the next branch going? Right now, our next branch is going in Vander Cook Lake, and it's currently being built right now as we've partnered with the Big Beef Spring Arbor owners to put a branch in there. But for us, it's not about dropping a branch into a specific location. It's about really understanding the needs of the communities and, you know, really taking that true difference of ours and understanding who needs the additional products and services that we have to offer. And we're going to take some time to understand that and make sure that we, you know, expand our credit union in the right way.
Chrissy, credit unions have been pretty successful here in Jackson. How come?
Oh, you know what? I think it's because of our mission. You know, whether it's us or American One or South Central or Aeroquip, you know, you name it, the credit unions in our area are team players, and we all just deeply have a heart, you know, for our community. And I think that that's, you know, one of the largest differences. I think we've seen that in some of the small, you know, community banks as well. It's that individualized member attention that we just deeply want to inspire the pursuit of a life well lived.
What will your customers see that's maybe new?
Well, you know, they are going to see some additional products and services. We're currently working on a product to launch, a loan product, you know, partnering with some contractors, you know, Consumers Energy. And then, you know, there's going to be, obviously, you know, an additional branch network that will come. They're going to see a name change that's going to come. And so we'll continue to kind of walk our members, you know, through that as well. And then they're going to see some, you know, some great loan rates. They're going to see, you know, some opportunities to provide additional feedback. We launched our Michigan Made checking account late last year. Mm-hmm. You know, big part of that, obviously, is to, you know, give money, you know, back to our members as we just really honor them for the relationship that they have with the organization.
How has the battle been against COVID?
You know, our team is so resilient. You know, we've certainly had our you know, few cases of COVID here or there, but I mean, our team, you know, they come in every day, they have joy in their heart. You know, they're ready to serve our members. They, you know, we have a group of employees that have to mask up all day long, you know, as they serve our members. Our members have been fabulous as we've had to ask them to wear masks and do things that, you know, not everybody loves, but we're going to beat it, and we're going to beat it together. And I believe, you know, as a community, we're just going to come out on the other side much more stronger, more resilient.
Have you been able to help customers through this, Chrissy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that started at the beginning. It's crazy to say that was 9 months ago, but immediately we, we jumped in and we decided to defer our members' loan payments, you know, 2 months. And we just heard from our members just how amazing that was. And then after that was done, and in June when members had to begin paying again, you know, we certainly worked individually with members as that wasn't the end of, you know, the crisis for most people. And so we individually worked with them to understand what their needs were. And then, you know, if someone needed to, you know, advance a due date another month or so, we worked with them on that. Luckily, the stimulus dollars came in, which certainly helped some of our members as well. And so we've seen some crazy lines here, and we've seen a lot of business. But it's been great to be able to, you know, be recognized as essential workers long before, you know, we know we were long before a pandemic hit. We absolutely are an essential industry in our community.
When is the ribbon cutting in Vandy?
Well, I think it's going to be, I'm going to guess it's going to be April-ish, maybe. I think Bigby may open maybe just a little bit before us. I'm not 100% positive as we continue to, the frame is up, and you know, when they can get in and do the interior work, it'll be great. But we actually are launching, this is a new thing for us. We're launching some ITMs or interactive teller machines there where we have some video capability and technology to be able to serve the members quicker and more efficiently. And so we want to take the time to install those well, run them, run the testing, all of that. And so it'll be spring when we open.
And as we just heard, some nice auto loans out there right now.
Yeah, we're getting ready to launch a promo. You know, it's going to be just a little bit. And yeah, it's going to be nice. We're trying to honor the 138 years of combined service that our two credit unions bring together. And so, you know, this is not, you know, CP kind of just expanding. This is Washtenaw Federal Credit Union and CP Financial Credit Union joining forces to really, you know, inspire the pursuit of a life well lived and to cultivate some legacy defining moments for those people that we serve.
New name, new logo, but same great service.
Absolutely. You know, I keep saying our name is just catching up to who we already are.
Perfect. Hey, thanks, Christy, for stopping by.
Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Big week at True Community Credit Union. Chief Executive Officer Christy Siders.